There are no kids here today? Yeah, there are a couple kids. Come on up. Come on up. I got a pretty cool looking bag right here. And the story I have for you this morning, a little talk, has nothing to do with fruits. Nothing. All right. So, hi there. Have you guys ever heard of this? It's a funny term. It's called noodling. You know what noodling is? You like to eat noodles? This has nothing to do with noodles. Noodling is this crazy way that people have of fishing, where they go into a river and then they find this mud hole and then they put their arm in there and they fish around, oh, where's the fish's mouth? And then they stick the whole arm inside the fish's mouth and the mouth and the fish goes like that and bites down on their arm. There's no teeth for these guys here, but it bites down on their arm and then they pull the fish out. And these fish are huge catfish. They're just monstrous. So they're not quite big enough to eat you, but it's the craziest way I ever thought about fishing. Anybody here ever do noodling? Come on. Nobody wants to do noodling? Crazy. Anyway, if you notice, the Old Testament reading that we had to do with the book of Jonah, right? So this is where the fish really did get the upper hand and ended up swallowing Jonah, and he was there for 3 days in the belly of the fish, right? And so, in fact, in the reading it said, and a second time, God said, go to the people of Nineveh. So the first time around, Jonah was he wasn't willing to do that. So he made a huge mistake and did not follow God. 3 days in the fish, which doesn't happen very often. Burped back up, and God's like, all right, let's try this again. I want you to go to Nineveh and tell the people to repent. He's like, I think I'll do that. So he did, and sure enough, the people repented. So that's kind of a fishing story from the Old Testament. Coming up, we're just about to read about a fishing story, and I won't even say a story, from the New Testament. Jesus is calling. He's kind of handpicking some people to help him to spread the good news of the kingdom of God. And who does he go to? He goes to fishermen and says, I'm going to make it so that you're not so much fishing for fish. You're going to start fishing for people. And that's what I have here in this box. And this was my grandfather's tackle box. And quite frankly, I'm not much of a fisherman, but my grandfather was, and my father-in-law was, and my father was. Any 8-year-olds here? Who's close to 8? Huh? When my father was 8 years old, he was a commercial fisherman in the North Sea. Pretty cool, huh? With his big brother, 8 years old, out there getting lobster and salmon and stuff like that. I think that's pretty cool. I did not get the fishing gene in my Norwegian blood. It was purged somehow, and so I don't do much fishing. Much to my wife's consternation, because she loves fish. Anyway, God says, I will make you fishers of men, talking to them. He has the same opportunity for us. There are times where we're going to be able to share the love of Jesus with other people. So listen closely to the gospel reading that we're just about to listen to. Thanks so much for coming up. You can go back to your seats.